Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The stat that I saw was he's only one of three hitters in baseball history to hit a home run off Tarek Skubal when he's down 0-2. That is that I'm assuming the other two were like Barry Bonds in his prime and Manny Ramirez in his prime. Like, that's just a,
and Skubal's actually 48 years old.
He's 152. He's a vampire. But that's just that's an insane stat. And then Hosey gets the big home run. Guardians now 81-71. Let's go ahead and hit the impressive update because I like to feel jazzed.
The Guardians are in the thick of the playoff race as we speed closer to October.
Angel hits a high fly ball deep left field. Gone! A grand slam! And the Guardians have shocked the Astros. Hammer deep left center field. Gone! Gabby Arias with a big three-run homer. Line drive left center field. Book it. Manzardo walks him off in the 10th.
For the latest on the Guardians' hunt for October, here's Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin.
Now that the Gardos are 10 games above 500, 3.5 games back in the division, 2 games back with a couple games pending right now in the wild card, and I know that this is prisoner of the moment, so I'm saying this, but that music got me jazzed up. All right, Alyssa's incredible read. Alyssa from the Q Morning Show, incredible read. The Guardians win. Why does it feel like the AL Central is so much more winnable right now than a damn wild card spot?
Oh, because you're 3.5 out, and then you got 3 games against Detroit still, and over the past 3 months, you've been a much better baseball team than the Tigers. And there's just no other way to look at it. If I have to watch McKinstry have any more at-bat, that's not a professional baseball hitter. For 3 months, he's absolutely stunk up the joint, and this is what the Tigers have to offer. Mixed with the fact that they tried getting bullpen help, that bullpen's absolute trash right now for Detroit. Like, I mean, there's so many ways that they're gettable, and they're very vulnerable right now as well, and the Guardians are playing outstanding baseball on top of it. There's not a doubt in my mind right now the Guardians are a better baseball team than the Tigers.
I actually disagree. I think McKinstry should play every game for the next
He's not a professional baseball hitter.
I also think
wild to me.
I think what's informing the divisional hope right now isn't just that you just swept them, including getting a huge win over Tarek Skubal today. It's that in the last 3 games, or in the last, this week, you've chipped away more at the division than you have the damn wild card spot, because until last night, no matter what you've done, you've been 3.5 games back.
But it just feels like you just have to get through one team, and that's much different than the wild card where we got multiple teams in front of us, and we're trying to scratch and claw, and we're playing some teams that are actually seem like they're playing good baseball. Hey, the Tigers aren't playing good baseball right now. They haven't for 2 months. It really is. If you're a Tigers fan, you got to be sick to your stomach the way that team is trying to just limp to the finish line and get themselves all set up. In fact, I can make an argument. The only encouraging thing that Tigers fans could go off of with today is the idea that Skubal, who I thought was going to try to take it easy dealing with that injury, he was battling. Like he was really trying to win instead of just coasting to get to the playoffs and just kind of make the playoffs to everything.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on this. Guardians get the big win. They've swept the Detroit Tigers. Now we've got the Minnesota series coming up. And, of course, another series against the Tigers. And then you've got the Rangers to finish this out. We're just going to do the vibe check. Where are you guys at with where the Guardians are at? We got Futech is going to move to 520 because it just didn't feel right to talk college football after that kind of win. But this is the thing. Like I told you going into today, for this week, it's like, oh, you won the first game. Cool. Oh, I got super excited about it. That's a great win. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you won the second game. It's like, well, but tomorrow. Now it's like, Okay, just don't screw it up against Minnesota.
Well, that's the big thing, right? Like, Minnesota, they've laid down and died. They're giving you, it's the equivalent to playing the White Sox to me. It's going to be an easy series. You can't sleep on it. But the Guardians are giving me no reason, as they just continue to win, that they're going to sleep on it.
Yeah, and I think it's funny, man. Like, I still can't flex my muscles too much because the offense is getting just enough.
Well, so let's talk about that for a second, because the starting pitching over the previous 13 games, Nick, okay, 13 games, the stretch where they've gone 12-1, they have a 1.30 ERA in that stretch.
Yep.
They have been, you can't hit them. You can't hit them. And so, and like, listen, we don't have, it's not five Bob Gibsons out there. Like, you know, Slade Ciccone is nice, but let's be realistic about what some of these players are. They're pitching out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And so you do wonder when that's going to come back down to earth, but it shouldn't come back down to earth against Minnesota. And I've already lambasted Detroit's lineup for longer than I need to today. Like, these are very relatively easy lineups to go up against, all things considered. So the pitching should still be in form.
Can we all just take a beat here and remember that this is why the lead up to the postseason in baseball is as good as it gets? It really is. Like, I know the NFL, whether you're a great team or a bad team, week 18 doesn't mean anything anymore. December at large is great, but that first week of January stinks. You go to the NBA, where it's like three teams are playing for something. I shouldn't say three teams, but it feels like three teams are on the line one way or another. Here, I mean, Detroit could, because of the way they go Braves on the road, mm-hmm. then the Guardians, they have the home series against the Braves. Then they go Guardians on the road, and then Red Sox on the road to finish out the Rays. If they lose the wrong amount of games, they're not going to fall back in a wild card spot. They're going to fall back on not being in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a realistic chance that they just blow out on even making it to the postseason, which is wild. And baseball thought it had a problem. Because if you look at the NL side of things, Phillies are up by 12 games over the Mets in the East. The Brewers have the Central all but locked up as well. NL West is basically the Dodgers, and it's a little tighter, but it's not really much of a competition. Baseball thought all these actual division series were just going to be locked up, and I remember 3-4 weeks ago having discussions with people about that idea and how criminal this was for baseball not to have any juice, and now we've turned it into juice.
And Mac just texted, the Red Sox just finished off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you are now 1.5 games behind the last wild card spot, because the Mariners now move into second place, the second wild card spot, and the Red Sox move down to the last one. Let's go, man. This is awesome. Like, this is... And listen, day games during a stretch run do vex me to no end. But the byproduct is we get to talk about it in real time on air. And you said something in the last segment that I think is just so cool about this. Your best players won you this game.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez with a big two-run home run. And Tanner Bibee, who has been as ebb and flow as you can get this year, goes out there and delivers a really, really nice performance. And don't forget, you didn't have Cade Smith. So, Hunter Gattis
got in.
Got the save for tonight.
Yeah.
And Gascan Gattis scares the living crap out of me every time he gets on the mound, because he's got a bit of Brian Shaw to him, and he re-slams the door in the ninth inning.
I mean, no, it is. It's Bibee going toe-for-toe with Skubal, and then on top of it, you know, J-Ram has come under fire recently for the idea. Just people think that he's just not as clutch in big-time moments, et cetera, whatever that nonsense is. Like, these are the moments you point to. Like, you remember these moments when we talk about it in the offseason, when we talk about it, if they do, in fact, go to the postseason, you remember, you know, the game three against the Tigers in a really must win moment, and J-Ram hitting this home run in the seventh to right field. You'll remember this.
Now, it should be noted, while we're having this conversation, you still have zero margin for error.
Oh, you have to play it the same way they've been doing it now for 2 months. You have to play this same exact way. I mean, I'd love the offense gave him a little bit more help in any given day. Like, it does kind of feel like at some point you're going to have the pitching maybe just run out of the juice that it's been given. But yeah, like, this is exciting. They can do this against the Twins and the Tigers. They can do this.
So 10
and then
games,
the Rangers. Rangers 10, might be dead at that point.
10 games to go. 3.5 games in the division. 1.5 in the wild card. What's the record? What's it got to be?
You mean to finish out and actually get in?
Yes.
Out of like 87 wins?
No. I'm talking about for the final 10 games. Sorry.
Oh, final 10.
So people aren't trying to do the
probably
math
7-3, somewhere around there.
Like, I was thinking 7-3 or 8-2.
Yeah, like, you really have to. You have to play the type of ball, the 700 baseball, 800 baseball that they've been playing now for a month. Like, you have to. You have to continue to be the team that they've been. It's funny because anyone that you talk to that wants to like heavily talk baseball about this Guardians team goes to the negative run differential, goes to this might be the worst offensive Guardians team we've seen since the early 90s when it's all said and done. Like the there's just no hope with this offense, but they just keep winning games because this starting pitching has just come to life in such a way.
Well, and the bullpen also, it's funny because it's kind of been a bad year for bullpens. I think the Guardians have like the third best ERA, maybe since the All-Star break. I can't remember what the starting period on that was. And they have like a 3.5 ERA for the bullpen.
Yeah.
And it's like last year, they had like a sub-2 ERA in the bullpen for the entire season. And this year, it's like, for the last 2 months, I think it is, you've got a 3.5 ERA.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's normalized in a way. They actually this month, like for just this month, they have a 1.77 FIP. Mm-hmm. And that's best in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, again, you can cherry pick whichever stats you want, but when you're the best, and I always care about that stat in particular, when you're the very best in baseball at that, when it comes to the bullpen, like, yeah, you have faith in it, and which is odd because I think people are listening and they think to themselves, well, I've seen Cade Smith blow a lot of games. I have no faith in Hunter Gaddis. How many conversations have we had about Tim Herron? But it's like the actual juice of it and the heart of it is when they've been able to hand the ball off from the starter to their bullpen, they've had a lot of success in the previous 35, 40 days.
Word of caution. It's not to you and me, because I know you and I aren't going to do this. Do not jump the shark. It is logical, when you have this run that they're doing, to immediately go, do you think they're going to do anything in the playoffs? You cannot answer that question today because they're not in the playoffs.
Well, it also doesn't. We've done so much history and so much in trying to translate like what does actually go from the end of the season into the postseason. I always think about the 2000 Yankees with this because they finished out the season with they were 3-15 over their final 18 games, and then they won the World Series. Like we just have enough to know that how you're playing before the postseason starts, and then when you get to the postseason, not really a thing.
I also think if you go to, well, can they do anything in the playoffs? You're already cheapening whatever this is we're witnessing. And there's still, I mean, I want to say after today, I did not think to look at it in the break, but coming into yesterday's game, they had a 14.7% percent chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the last two wins have jumped this up a little bit, but like the truth is, this is still an insane accomplishment if they do it. 1.5 games is an ass load to make up with 10 games to go.
Yeah.
3.5, it doesn't feel, because we're so used to that number not seeming gigantic when you have 10 games to play. That is an incredible amount of ground to make up. It's doable. You've got the chance. Your chances have never been better after this series win. But don't leapfrog this and go to the thing that we do sometimes as sports fans and in sports talk, where it's like, so you're going to do anything in the playoffs? That should not be the focus. That becomes the focus when they clinch this. And only by, when I say clinch, it's going to come down to the final game or two. That's the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
This is very likely to do. I don't think you're winning a wild card game by two games or the division by two games. So that's my word of caution. Don't do the thing we always do, which is, well, but they're not going to win the World Series or they are going to win the World. No. Let them accomplish this because this will be an insanely huge comeback if they do it.
I'm going to call out Guardians fans right now, though, because this is a very important game, and I'm not having a lot of people knocking on our doorstep to try to get invested in this one, but we want to hear from you. Like, I feel like this should be the type of game where if you're leaving work or you're just trying to have a baseball convo, like, this is it. Now's your time. Like, it's not as if they haven't made themselves relevant in this race down the stretch, and they got 10 games to prove us right or wrong.
Is that revisionist history, too?
Which part?
I didn't know. Ken and Anthony say it so much. I was just trying to wonder what revisionist history was. 216-474-0092. I guess we're going to continue to go back here. What chance do you give the Cleveland Guardians to come back and steal the division? Because now you can talk about it. With three more games to go against Detroit, with many games to go against teams that are fading, this is now it's real after this sweep. We'll give you the updated playoff percentages from a few outlets when we come back on 92.3 The Fan. And he did the thing where not only did he pump his glove and his hand together, but he actually like sprung in the air a little bit.
Yeah, he hopped.
Yeah,
he
was like there bunny. Was a hop, yes. And I don't know what it is, but when pitchers get like that, where they almost leap out of their shoes, we love it. Guardians get the 3-1 win. They're going to give you your updated totals. We got a couple calls on this. Pete Futek in 1 hour's time, the lead in 40 minutes' time. But with this, we've got the updated info here of Fangraphs giving the Cleveland Guardians 24.3% chance to make the playoffs, 8.4% to make the division. ESPN's got it at 16.6% to make the playoffs. CBS 15.9% and 3.7% chance to win the
ESPN's
division.
Was ESPN's updated at least? Because like Fangraphs updated it instantly.
So I think it was, but I don't know what it was going into this game. So it was, but everything else is updated, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, at least Fangraphs is accurate and is up to date with the latest, so that's obviously good. I think the important thing out of this game, and really what we've learned out of not only the 7-game win streak, but now winning 11 out of your last 12 and really kind of just seeing what this bullpen and starting pitching is, you at least have an identity for the team now. Yeah, like for the longest time, it felt like we didn't really know what this team was. We didn't know what the strength really was. It felt like for the first 3.5-4 months of the season, we were trying to figure out what exactly they could hang their hat on and be like, this is what we do better than, 90% of teams out there. And now you have that. It's the starting pitching into the bullpen. Last year it was the bullpen. Now you have the starting pitching into the bullpen. And they've been dominant.
So that matters now because you know how you're going to win games over the next 10 games.
Yeah.
And also, there is no excuse this offseason. In terms of last year, they didn't feel great about the rotation coming out of the playoffs. They didn't feel great about, they were a little bit worried about overloading the bullpen from last year. And then obviously the offense. So they split the points there between a lot of emphasis on starting pitching and the bullpen. You've got enough depth now on both fronts. And with guys coming back next year off injury, you should be setting phasers to stun on the offense here. So now you got the identity and it helps you the identity going forward. I'm feeling it's like 50-50.
They haven't even made it a question mark though, because the offense has just been the way that it has been. 50-50 for what? To make it to the playoffs?
To the playoffs.
So you're just gonna run right past the 24% that Fangraph says.
Yes.
The Nick Wilson graphs. Have come out and calculated 50%.
Will Graphs? I don't know. Don't love it.
Nick Graphs?
Do not love it. Don't love it. No. No, don't like that either.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't like the way it sounds. I'm getting very defensive. Don't you say that.
I didn't think it sounded that bad. I was like, all we're doing is replacing one name for another. It's really not. We're just throwing. We're not rewriting anything. It's just graphs at the end of it.
No, that's fine. Well, fat now, graphs. I do love.
It plays with it very nicely.
Yeah,
I can't say that, though.
Hey, now you can, because Max said it first. Hey, Fangraphs, have you heard of a little something called Fat Graphs? 50%.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you dumped that? You coward.
Oh, you coward,
Max. You coward, boo.
You went from Fat Graphs
boo.
To me saying half a word, and you
what
know what?
A coward.
If they don't make the playoffs, it's because of Mac Robinson. You heard it here first.
And Fat Graphs was just a ripoff of Fat Lock, too. You weren't even that creative.
I still like it a lot.
I liked it, though. I did like it.
It's a really good one.
But what a coward, man.
You should have dumped that.
That's fine.
We're learning. This is a learning station. Let's go with...
I won't defend you next time. It's okay.
When your job's on the line, always err with the idea of just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah, come on. I only said the full B word on air. Yeah. I don't know why you're dumping me.
No big deal.
You jerk.
As you are our safety nets to make sure that nothing actually goes out.
And you will be the one fired.
You will be. It won't, oddly enough, it won't even be Nick. It will be you. That gets let go in
but
that scenario.
But how dare you?
But how dare you?
The Guardians win. They pull off the sweep, and you pull this bleep on me? Matt, in a car, welcome to the show, buddy.
Like a real bee.
Hey, guys. First off, I don't mind the fat graphs. I don't know. I think you guys can have your own branding. There's fat burger. There's, I feel like that's one of those words that can't really be copyrighted. So I tell Ken to be like, you know what, you can have your fat lock, I'll have my fat graphs. Mm. But anyways,
okay.
I'm here to eat a bit of crow because, you know, I'm sure you recognize the name. I've gotten into it with you and Jonathan. I've gotten in with Phelps about the organization, how they run things, and I was pretty much on DEFCON 5 after, you know, the losing streak and everything that happened with Clase and Ortiz, but somehow, some way, I don't know how this is happening. This team's got some grit. I gotta say, I don't know if they're gonna do anything in October, if they're gonna get to October, but I'm not gonna lie, this is fun. I'm back to, like, you know, I had Hammy going in my work vehicle. I had Hammy going in my AirPods. I was pumped up during that game, and I don't know. I just, now if they don't make the playoffs, like you guys said, there's gonna be no excuse for them not to do anything. But last thing I'm gonna leave you guys with is say Ortiz and Class A are cleared of everything, and I mean, I don't think they will be, but there's been nothing, and they're either doing the world's like deepest investigation here, or you know, I mean, they determined that Otani's interpreter, had all the blame for that. Otani had absolutely nothing to do with that in about 5 seconds flat. Meanwhile, how long has it been since we've heard anything with this Ortiz and Clase thing?
Anything concrete? It's been about 3 months.
If there's nothing about this, there's going to be no, like... can we at least get, like, a box of chocolates and some flowers from MLB?
I think it's a fair point, by the way, Matt, and we appreciate you. And by the way, in the spirit of reciprocity and healing, we accept you eating crow, and we appreciate you for saying that and owning that. You own that.
How's that the first call out of the gate, though? You know what I mean? I do hate that everything about this season has turned back into the Clase and Ortiz discussion.
Well, the only thing I would say on that is, because we can put a pin on it, you are right, let's get back to celebrating.
I mean, you're doing this without Ortiz and Class A,
yes.
And like this team is the one that should be celebrated is this team that went down to the absolute the basement, all things considered, after a 10-game losing streak because of the spot that Ortiz and Class A had put them into, and they've managed to crawl out of that. Like, and that's an important footnote of this. Mm-hmm. But like, I put those two players right now in my rearview mirror. They're not going to entertain any part of the rest of this season, and we'll get to that when we get to that.
Mm-hmm. But I do want something for baseball for the inconvenience. But that's for another day. Let's go with Tom. Fat Graphs gives the Guardians a 50% chance to make the playoffs and a 50% chance to win the division. It's identical. Identical. What does Tom Graphs say about it?
You're Tom Graphs.
Not all at once,
Tom. You're Tom Graphs, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Tom, you still
know that Tom knew. Tom was like, he's just getting mad.
Is this Tom Graff?
Yeah, from the clouds.
So. All right. Yeah, I was Tom in the car. I didn't realize I was Tom Graff. No.
That's all right.
That's on me, dog.
I'm fired up. I mean, we just swept the Tigers, which I'm going to say not a lot of people expect us. It's a day after Jose's birthday. I thought he was going to rip a homer on his birthday, and he ends up doing it a day late. I'm okay with that. And honestly, going back to the whole Class A thing, maybe it made the other pitchers kind of step up and develop more on their own. Plus, it's showing that that vote isn't just a one-season one-season thing. He's given us leadership here to take it to the second season.
Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. Tom Graf's always loved to hear Tom Graf's on the show. Here's what I'll say. If they pull this off, if they don't, I'm not gonna do this, but if they pull this off,
yeah,
this is such a more impressive job of managing than last year. That's no disrespect to last year.
For sure it is.
But when you just get on a heater for 90 games and then you just kind of stay buoyant for the final 72 games, and again, they did great stuff in the playoffs. I'm just talking about the regular season. I'm sorry. Like, it's been, you could have and should have written this team off four times. And to get this winning streak going, to get this momentum going, where it, I don't think it's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Crazy to suggest they could go 8-2 in the final 10 games and steal a spot. A lot of that is owed to Stephen Vogt.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we've had to adapt to his style of managerial leadership, which is a lot of positive things into the microphones and very aggressive moves during the games. But you got, I always focus on, are you keeping your team in the game? Are you keeping the team from bottoming out? This is such a harder thing to pull off, what he's trying to do now, than a year ago.
Look who's on the line here. Look who wants to talk about it. What an impressive job that Stephen Vogt has done.
Look at this. Yeah, see, I thought our there was guy. The fire alarm out there. It's also going off. Not no, great,
that is, Bob. That is going off. You should probably maybe address that at some point.
You know why it's going off out there? Because the Guardians are on fire.
You know what? Doesn't matter. We're not leaving.
Not leaving.
We're not leaving.
You can smoke us out all you want.
We got Guardians baseball to discuss with Fanta.
John Fanta on the fan hotline. Let's go.
Come on, John. Come on, buddy.
You guys are special, and so are the Guardians. I'm on fire right now because we said, what did we give a better chance to, a sweep? Or when we talked about the game on Sunday, what would happen? And we all said a sweep, and I felt a tad uneasy about it, knowing Scooble would go game three. And you know what Jose Ramirez said? He said, there will be a statue of me someday. You can build it because I show up in the big moments. I'm that superstar who bet on Cleveland. I want to be here. That's what superstars do. They step up in the seventh inning of a tie game that you really could need, and he comes through. That's a heck of a sweep, and you are absolutely right. You know, I was thinking about this as you talked about Stephen Vogt. This guy's in his second year as a manager. Second year, and last year goes to an ALCS. If he leads his team to the playoffs, then you must. I don't care who you are, whether you dislike how the Guardians do business or you love how they do business. You must give them credit. The people who identified Stephen Vogt and hired Stephen Vogt, because those are the people who did due diligence and found the right manager to keep this train rolling, and maybe rolling enough that, guys, if they complete this and win this division, it is the best comeback, all circumstance considered, for a division title that we've ever seen, bar none.
That's very good. Hey, John, FanGraphs gives this a 24% chance. FatGraphs gives this a 50% chance. That's Nick's version. FantaGraphs gives it what?
100%. It's going to happen. They're making a power-up.
Woo! 100%, John.
Listen, that they make the playoffs. Division, I'm going to say 55. It's better than 50 now. Listen, guys, what did we say? What did I tell you a couple days ago? That, and I've been wrong on this show before. It's why we have fun together. But Jason Benetti and other Tigers folks have said, for whatever reason, our ball club plays differently against Cleveland than the 28 other teams in the league. That is real. And you can't, if you got to tell me, guys, if this division race is inside two heading into Detroit's visit to Cleveland next week, I think you'd have to agree with the way things are going right now that the Guardians would have, they've got the mental edge. Right now they've got the edge on the field. I just say go into next week's series being, I'm just going to throw it out there, a game and a half. Like, that would be quite ideal when they come to town, and you can take it. And even if you lose a game there, final weekend, why not? It is real. It's alive. This would be nothing short of improbable. Because you said it, Nick Wilson, there has been multiple funerals. And you guys also know this. There have been some people who have taken some real shots at this ball club this season that go beyond just having a bad season. Like, people that have spoken about the franchise in ways that I thought crossed the line, they got a chance to shut a lot of people up if they make the playoffs.
John, this is why you're the best, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Guards ball!
Thank you, John.
Guards ball, baby! Love you guys.
With you, bud. John Fanta on the Fan Hotline. I was, like, super pumped up before. I think I might need a cigarette and a smoke now.
That's exactly right.
If he had said that Jason Benetti, if he'd come back and be like, Jason Benetti says the Tigers just play stiff around you, it might have been curtains. It might have been somebody Stop else's it. Job to do the final 2.5 hours of this show. We will continue on. Max in Bay Village, you guys as well. Fat Graphs says a 50% chance to make the playoffs. Fantagraphs says 100% to make the playoffs. What chance are you giving the Guardians to do this? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Teams to make postseason runs after having a 10-plus game losing streak that season. The 2017 Dodgers, the 1982 Atlanta Braves, and 1951 New York Giants.
Yeah, we're getting some weird national praise coming in. Like Jeff Passan, obviously a local kid, he's, you know, Solon, but he commented, the Guardians are amazing. Two hitters with an OPS plus over 100, a minus 23 run differential, and a 7-game winning streak that now has him within 3.5 games of Detroit in the Central and 1.5 back in Boston for the wild card. And it is interesting to hear kind of some of the conversations after this one, because when you sweep Detroit in the way that they did and taking down Scooble, you get a lot of people's attention. There's just no other way to look at it, but you can't ignore some of the warts on this team. I think what Jeff and I think what some other people are missing, though, is the idea that this team does have currently an elite starting staff and elite bullpen.
Yeah, this is one of the teams where if you just look at the, I don't know, the 152, it's easy to just dismiss everything. It is. But it's, as we are in this time of the season, it's how are you playing and have you found or lost your identity at this part of the season? And I think you stumbled on, I know you didn't stumble onto something, but you said something that I think is so true. When you have a rotation pitching like this and a bullpen backing it up like this, that is one of the most powerful identities you can have when it matters the most here than stretch.
Well, and what's going to confound all the baseball people that want to talk about this 24/7 is the idea that this offense is, I mean, they get into the postseason, it might be one of the worst offenses we've ever seen get into the postseason. Like, that's how bad this offense is, all things considered. It hasn't mattered. And that's the cool thing about this stretch. And that's the idea that in the previous 2 months of baseball, they've been one of the best teams in the sport. They're just now getting some recognition for it.
216-474-0092. Max in Bay Village. Welcome to the show, buddy. The party rolls on.
Boys, 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 boys. Easy. Fangraphs, I don't care about Fangraphs. Fangraphs doesn't have eyeballs to see how terrible the Tigers are playing. I will say that the Gardos will probably win this division. I'll give them 80%. 80% to win the division.
All right. I like that number.
We like that. It's a good number, yeah. Max. It's a good number.
I am not a very smart man. I have season tickets. Now, you can exchange games when you are a season ticket holder. And before the 10-game losing streak, I was having a few drinks. I couldn't go to a few games later on in the season, so I exchanged. So I'm going next week. I'm going Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. And I am unbelievably jacked up about it.
Sounds like...
Basically gave up on the season at one point.
Yeah, but no, I was going to say, he's going to the games now, which means...
Again, boys, what did I say? I am not a smart man.
Max, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks,
Go
Max.
Guards. I do like it.
Enjoy the games.
By the way, it in a weird way, I know we started the hour with this. In a weird way, if you're like, win the division, I'm like, 50%. All right, make a wild card spot, 31%. But there isn't like the holistic playoff, it's 100%. But somehow I'm like, are we going to be able to get the wild card spot? And you're 2 games away from that.
You can't have a 4-game series against a Twins team that did a fire sale be your downfall.
Yeah, that actually, so this is a good point. This is where the downside of this is, with 10 games to go, you better take 3 or 4, better.
I can be all right losing in the series against the Tigers and that being your fate. I can be all right with that. I can't let you go into a 4-game series against the Twins and let that be the nail in the coffin. I cannot let that happen.
Yes, but tomorrow, what's today? Is today Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Saturday is the complicator because you have a doubleheader. I never go into doubleheaders thinking you're going to win both those games, right? Like, that is the one pass that the... I spot you one loss, and it can be on Saturday.
Like I said, 3 out of 4. We can't be talking and having everyone reaction on Monday be something along the lines of, you've lost 3 out of 4, and now the season is over because you couldn't get it done against a Twins team. That is just given up.
The Guardian celebration continues. Fat Graf says a 50% chance to make the playoffs. Where are you guys?
What was that?
Math? Ah, there we go. I'm not great at math, but I am great at graphs.
You gave us fat graphs. You're allowed that one bad drop. It's okay.
Well, I think it was just a timing thing. You still get out there, Mac.
You do you, boo.
I also felt bad because there was somebody on the line and calling on one of the hotlines, and I thought it might be. We just had Fanta on. I was thinking, who else calling in?
Yeah.
And I definitely did the throw the marker at the door, and I scared the ever-loving crap out of Mac.
Did you like that I tried just continuing the conversation, or did you want me to stop and acknowledge that? Has everyone heard the loud ping thing that happened at some point in the room?
And you were also stalling because Mac was not looking at me. And so I was like waiting. I was waving my arms. You did not get distracted one bit.
No, we had to just barrel and lock in.
And then I finally, that's why I tossed it. I was like, I gotta get this attention.
I've avoided that controversy, and then we both avoided the fire alarm that happened at some point in the 4 o'clock hour here that we just kind of just kept going through.
So I think it's because the show was on fire.
We basically have been playing through everyone trying to derail these Guardians conversations, and we just won't
just like the Guardians.
We just will not have.
Just not taking the L. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.